This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
The Palace of Curiosities by Rosie Garland. Read by Jane Copeland.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Eve, London, November 1831. Before I am born, my mother goes to the circus. She has smelled sweat before. She knows the stink of mouldy cloth, meat left too long, the mess kicked into drains. But tonight, the world is perfumed with fairy tales. She gulps down its promise, and a rope tightens across her stomach, causing her to stumble against Bert. He doesn't notice. He pulls her up the theatre steps, head turned away, hair sleek black ink. She feels like a princess, even if she is being dragged headlong to the ball. She's no idiot. She won't let go of this charming prince come midnight. Bert pays for them both, as if sixpences are a trifle, and bustles her through the crowded foyer so fast the gilded plaster and frosted glass are a blur. She grips his arm above the elbow, and he doesn't push her off. He is a good one.